Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Montreal, Canada, at the Carpet One summer meeting, and I'm with Kathy Buchanan with Independent Carpet One Floor and Home. Kathy, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. I always enjoy interviewing you because you tell me what's going on in the business. So let's start with what's going on at your store, and then we'll talk about this meeting. How's business so far?
Well, we've had an up and down year so far. January and February were very, very soft. March was so-so. May was stellar. I have reasons for it being stellar, but it was stellar. June was typical, pretty flat. July has been surprisingly wonderful. So commercial business has come through. And when I left on Monday to come here, we were 39% up for July.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
So what made May such a good month?
Well, I'm at a Carpet One convention, and they'll probably kill me for saying this, but the National Karistan Month just...
Okay.
Blew us out of the water. I honestly think that the $1,000 rebate, and it was a true rebate, the consumer gets an actual American Express gift card, and it's real, it's tangible. And the wife would be like, oh, I'm getting a gift card? And I says, yes, and we can put it in your name so your husband doesn't get it. That authenticity, that real return on their investment made sense to them.
Yeah.
And besides that, it really exhilarated my staff. So when your staff is excited about something, whether it be a Karistan promotion or a National Carpet One promotion, if you can get them so geeked up about something, I'm going to tell you, your store will do much better. It's all about them.
So you talk about May being a good month. Were much of the sales with Karistan products in May?
Yes. We are still, believe it or not, a carpet store. And, you know, and I actually like it that way because it's easier to install carpet. There's more margin to be made on carpet. So I would prefer us to remain a carpet store rather than the opposite way. But the majority of our sales in May were carpet. But, of course, you cannot make minimal of the LVT and hard surface of any format.
Well, let's talk about that balance. We've talked about this before. I mean, you're about 50%, or are you more than 50% carpet?
Oh, we're probably about 67, 68% carpet, the remaining hard surface or resilient.
What else are you doing at retail? I remember calling you one time, and you were out doing a measurement in a person's home.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know you go out and do that. Is going out into a person's home, is that paying off for you?
If you're not going into the person's home, as whether it be the owner or the salesperson, you're missing the boat. You're in their home. They're inviting you. You're sitting at their kitchen table and calculating prices. They are more apt to feel obligated to purchase from you. Plus, you can really take a look at the landscape of the house. So any of those difficult hard surface jobs are probably much easier to rectify and qualify before the installer gets out there.
Are there any products that you're selling more of this year than in years past?
Always selling CoreTech. So that was so nice to see Pete on stage with you because our staff loves the product. They have confidence in the product. Even with our Invincible H2O collection that U.S. Floors has made specifically for Carpet One, if you have a staff that has confidence in a product, you're going to succeed. That's all there is to it.
Now that's hard surface.
That is hard surface. I mean, outside of carpet, yeah. Mannington, Adura Max,
yeah.
Fabulous. My installers love installing it. We're not strong in the ceramic industry, so we focus on what we do best. I know we're supposed to kind of diversify. It's one of the topics of always at convention is diversification. But you know what? We are a flooring store, and we do it better than anybody else, so we have to focus on that.
Who is your clientele?
Who is our clientele? Actually, I do a lot of traditional advertising, specifically because our clientele are a little bit older. So we're about, not that 45 is old, but 45 to 65. Those people may not be too savvy on the computer quite yet. They may not walk around with their cell phone all the time like I do. And they're still watching television and they're listening to radio stations. So they have a different mindset. And it's not all about what it costs. It's about trust. It's about confidence. And it's about a professional presentation when they go into a store. If they can feel comfortable in their store, they know that they're dealing with knowledgeable salespeople. They know that they have certified installers. It's that trust. It's that confidence that why would I not want to buy from these people? Where the younger age, not to be critical of anybody, They really don't care. They just want to buy something and they want it to be this price and they don't know how long they're going to live there and maybe they're going to do it themselves. I'm not a do-it-yourself store. I want people to come in and allow my amazing installation department to install their floor.
You're in the service business.
That's
let me ask you, when you start looking at the sales that you get and how you brought that person into the store, what's most effective for you?
Well, that's what I've been focusing on for the last 3 days here in Montreal. We do a lot of traditional advertising. I'm on TV. They see my face. They hear my voice. They come into the store and they're like, oh, you literally work here. And I think, yeah, I work here. Or some people will say, how long have you been the spokesperson for that store? And I'm like, no. I own it and I work there. So it's kind of nice. We have an LED sign out front, very large watchfire sign that I would highly recommend any business, any retail business to do on a high traffic street. I do a radio talk show on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
That brings a lot more construction people and that direction.
Are you talking about fashion or are you talking about...
No, it's called Hire It Done.
Okay.
And it's on like a sports station, 97.1 in Detroit, but it deals with contractors and installers and people in the industry. So it's kind of neat that I'm talking about something like that as a girl with a squeaky voice on the radio, but it's great.
All right, real quick, with this show, it's got a little different format this year. Do you like it?
It does. So far, so good. I'm just kind of sad, as I was telling you, about Eric retiring, our leader, our spokesperson, our man of the hour. But I'm confident that we will continue to be an amazing organization, led by Howard and led by Rick and our new president, whoever this gentleman
is. John Gilbert.
John Gilbert. Uh-huh. You know what? We are a resilient group of people.
Yeah.
And we're never going to fail. So watch out, other people out there.
Well, let me tell you, one of the things I'm going to watch from the wings is that Eric came from the flooring business. I mean, you know, he was at Home Depot. He'd been in the flooring business for a long time, and this new guy is not. So it'll be interesting to see how that works.
It will be really interesting. So he's going to have to learn from us, right?
Exactly.
So that's good. It'll be reciprocal.
Uh-huh. All right, so you're coming up here. You've just spent a few minutes at breakout sessions. Anything you're taking back home that you've learned so far that you're going to put into play?
You know what? I've learned a lot of different things from a lot of different people, and that's what's so wonderful about convention. I learned a lot from your panel on stage today, and the passion. I think that's what you learn about most and that you take back with you is the passion from Pete Dosha or the passion from Eric Demery or the passion from another flooring retailer out there. And learning from them, I'm going to bring that back. I think that's the best learning that I could take.
And about this positive attitude that
posts. Oh, I'm always positive. What are you talking about?
All right, Kathy, great to spend time with you as always. Again, I've been talking to Kathy Buchanan, co-owner of Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Michigan. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.